I'm sitting next to people flipping 20 houses a month, wholesaling thousands of houses a month. Again, wholesaling is when you get a contract on a property and you sell your contract. You never even have to buy it.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right. So welcome to a solo episode of The Naked Truth. One more episode of you hearing me talk away. So let's get started. You've seen a few episodes that I've done kind of solo, kind of tell you a little bit about my mistakes, stuff that I've done that cost me money, but there's some good stuff as well. So I want to talk about that. A little history about myself and how I got started and what I've done. So how did I get started? I have a good friend. He's a chiropractor in town. And he invited me over to one of those three-day weekends. They come in and they, $100 or whatever it is, a couple hundred dollars, you come in and then they upsell you into a program. So it was the Rich Dad, Poor Dad company that came into town. And honestly, I didn't want to do it. But he said, hey, man, if you don't do it, I'm going to do it. So I said, all right. So we split it. I think it was 35K and we split it both ways. So that's how I got started in real estate. We took some on-demand, like live classes. They had a lot on the computer, on-demand. They had some actual conferences you can fly out to, like in Orlando or Dallas or LA, that you can actually take the classes live in person. But I didn't have any money. I didn't want to travel, spend on hotel and food and all that. So I just decided to do it in my underwear, you know, at home. Or I go to his house and we both watch it in underwear. I should probably not say that. But anyways, that's how we got started. Going through our very first class online, it was like an 8 or 12 week class. We found a property in the MLS that the seller dropped the price by 20, 30 grand. And then we came in even lower and then we got it under contract. So that's how I got my very, very first deal. And then I met, once we closed on that deal and we flipped it, we made like, I don't know, 17,000, 15,000, whatever. And I had to split it with him. And I'm like, man, that's great, but this sucks. I have to do a lot to make a lot of money. And what did I do? I could try to connect with folks or just figure out how to do more. Then I met somebody doing 5 flips a year, 10 flips a year, 20 flips a year. And I'm like, okay, if they can do it, I can do it. So that's how I started along the way, making a lot of mistakes, making some money, making a lot of mistakes, 3 steps forward, 1 step back. That's how I did it. I ended up at the peak of my residential side, 50 houses in a year. And I was wholesaling about 80 a year. I'm only 1 year, right? That was the peak. I was in Tampa, Florida, Dallas, Austin, my hometown, El Paso, Texas, and Raleigh, Durham. So a little bit virtually, flip locally. And it was a lot of work. I tell you what, it was a lot of work. I learned a lot of lessons from doing that. Tons and tons of lessons. But on this episode, I just want to kind of just give you a history, a little bit of background. And as these episodes continue, I will share, you know, more items about what I did right, what I did wrong, when I went to other cities, or why not just double down on my market or go to a closer market. A lot of great questions. And I'll give you some of those answers. And then in, you know, 2018-ish, I got awarded the Hall of Fame for the Rich Dad Poor Dad, which was pretty cool. That was kind of life changer for me just because the first time I went to a networking event and it was kind of cool. Get to the front of the stage and a lot of people there in Vegas. Made a lot of friends. I had a good time. And this is the naked truth, but nobody got naked. So it was just a business, pretty business. That's all it was, just business. So after that, I met a good friend of mine. His name's Tim Bratz. I'm actually part of his mastermind. And I'm like, man, who's this bald dude with the checkered pants? I had no idea who he was. There was about 5 to 7 people that were going to get awarded the Hall of Fame that night. And this company has the Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I don't know, 20,000, 5,000. I have no idea how many students go through their course a year worldwide. And they only give out, you know, 5, 7 Hall of Fame awards. And that was one of them. And I met Tim there and the night before the awards. And the next night, right, he was up there on stage with me. I'm like, oh, shoot, that's pretty cool. So yeah, it was kind of strange meeting him. I'm like, who's this guy talking about multifamily apartment buildings? And then he told me something I'll never forget, kind of planted the seed. where he said, hey man, just buy one apartment building, buy the right one, it'll change your life. Buy the right apartment building, it will change your life. And it just stuck with me. But I'm a little slow. It took me like a year before I even kind of like said, okay, let's do this. Let's do some multifamily. So Tim, he's a mentor of mine. He has a mastermind and he does some coaching. So I met him before he started doing that. And he said, hey, look, I got a coaching coming up. Come to one of my events. And again, like I said, I'm super slow. And it took me like a year to get out there. So at the end of 2019 is when I decided to go to one of his events in Cleveland. Took my wife, had a great time, learned just enough to be dangerous. And I said, let's go. All right, let's get this done. So I was flipping a lot of houses and I went to a mastermind and because I wanted to scale. Right after his event, I went to a mastermind like the next week. And I said, I want to scale. I want to do 100 flips, 150 flips. Let's get this party rolling, right? Let's make some real money. And I'm sitting next to people flipping 20 houses a month, wholesaling thousands of houses a month. Again, wholesaling is when you get a contract on a property and you sell your contract. You never even have to buy it. We can talk about that later. And these guys were crushing it, right? Some folks in Charlotte. I mean, some guys in the Midwest. You had some guys in Texas and New Mexico. I mean, these guys were just crushing it, just buying houses and just flipping them like crazy. And I started seeing their operations, right? You go to these masterminds and you got to sign like non-disclosures, things like that, because people share their personal challenges, their business challenges. So it's not just all business, but man, you got some people sharing their hearts out there. And it was one particular speech that I got a little teary-eyed. Anyways, I'm sitting there watching all these guys talk about their business and what they do, the way their staff is. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, I kind of have to start all over again, because with the current staff that I had, I know that I couldn't go to 100 houses a year, 150. I just knew I couldn't. I just didn't have the right staff. You know, nothing against my staff, but it's only a certain point, you know, a certain group can take you. So I had to say, man, I'm going to have to kind of switch some folks around or just have to find new folks to help me get to this next level, because I was seeing the way they had their staff and it was like, it was pretty awesome. So I kind of had to start all over from scratch. And I looked at my wife and I said, honey, I don't want to do this. Let's not do this. Let's just sell everything and do multifamily. She looks at me. She's like, how much time do you need? That was her only answer to me. And I'm the dumbass. And I just said, 2 years. I didn't know any better. I'm like, I don't know if I needed 5, 10, 6 months. I had no idea. I just said 2 years. And she said, okay. And that was the way I got started, from stop flipping houses to buying multifamily or mobile home parks, et cetera. Just that one decision. Because be quite honest with you, I felt like I was going to scale. I wanted to scale, or I thought I did. But this is key. Like something hit me and it was like, hey, you're going to scale to unhappiness. That's what came to me. But it's not what I heard. Like a year later, I heard somebody say that. And I'm like, holy crap, that's what I felt like at that moment. I was scaling into unhappiness. I just didn't know what the words were. And I'm not saying, you know, flipping houses and wholesaling is bad. No, just for me, the point in my career where I was at, it just was not for me and for my family. It's not that I didn't want to work hard. It just, I wanted to go a different direction. So I told my wife, hey, by the end of the year, this was like September, early October. So at the end of the year, we're going to buy our first multifamily building. Sure enough, I got a buddy of mine who had a contract on a building in South Carolina. I was able to help any way I could. I thought I was going to help in a big way, ended up helping in a small way, but I kind of helped. And I got a small chunk of that deal. And the rest is history. Well, what is the history, right? Then COVID hit. We had a deal coming up, a couple of deals got pulled by the lending, because everybody stopped lending in April, May, when COVID hit. And we had a couple of apartment buildings on a contract, and we just kept chopping wood. And then we closed 3 projects during COVID, like summer and maybe early fall. You know, we closed a 208 unit in Tulsa, and then we closed a 72 unit in North Carolina, and then 116 unit in Indiana. And we just kept at it. We just closed 123 unit in Louisiana and another one, Houston somewhere. Anyways, so it's, you know, 41 million and, you know, 620 units in 16, 17 months. So I'm telling you, flipping houses, had no money. I'll tell my story as this goes along as well. All these solo episodes. And just kept going from one, just taking action, really. Taking action and started networking. So that's just a little bit about me. You know, you kind of get to know your host a little bit. I'm a high school push out, never been to college. I can't spell very well. I don't know. I don't even know if my first language is English or Spanish. When I was a kid, I didn't know any English. And then when I grew up, I didn't know any Spanish. So I don't even know which is my language. You know, I didn't even know what gentrification was until like 5 years ago. No, hold on. 2018, when I got the Hall of Fame. Shoot, like 2 years ago, I heard somebody say it at the conference. Yeah, I'm living in an area where it's getting, it's a lot of gentrification going on. Like I'm Googling, what is gentrification? Are you kidding me? I had just had the Hall of Fame award and I didn't even know what that meant. So I just want to be some inspiration for you guys out there. And don't get me wrong. If you guys have been to college and you got a career and you know, the people who go to college make a lot of money. I'm not saying going to college is bad or not good. I'm saying that's how it worked out for me. Go to college. I didn't do that well in high school. You know, so, you know, at the end of the day, just to drive, right? What kind of problem can you solve? Does your problem that you solve, how many people can solve that problem? Not a lot of people that can solve that problem. You'll probably make a lot of money. It's that easy. If there's a lot of people that can solve a certain problem, you know, you're probably not going to make a lot of money. I mean, probably not, because there's so much competition. That's kind of been my thought process all my life. And trying to find problems that I can solve that not many people can solve so I can make a lot of money. Anyways, that's the naked truth. And that's a little bit of history on your host. So you know who is giving his opinion. I don't want to say advice because everything I say is more of an opinion. And you can kind of take that as you like and use it in your life, use it in your business. I'm not perfect, but I'll share everything that I got with the listeners, because I want you guys not to get some brain damage and not make as many mistakes as I made, because you're going to make them. That's the best way I learned. It sucks, but you're going to make mistakes. But if you can avoid a good portion of them, and one very important thing is for all my listeners out there, is one of the things that I will help you out with. We want to do some projects together, some big deals. So any kind of questions, you guys have a project out there, you guys need some to fund a deal or you know, sign a loan, et cetera. We can do everything. So that's one thing I want to give to the audience is we want to do some deals together for sure. All right, this is Naked Truth, and don't lose your shirt.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, javierhinojo.jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name, Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000 and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so. And you have access to that training for free. It's a $1,000 training and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel. Take a picture, send it to us, let us know that you gave us a great review, and I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.